Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Water is the wellspring of world ocean health. Water is the thought of life. It is the essential natural system that sustains us all, and thus its protection and sustainability are the key strategy for rescue. Simply put, we live in a hydraulic society, an architecture that connects us from mountaintop to abyssal plain, a riverine system without which, as an individual, a family, a community, a nation, or a planet, we are reduced to a savage state. What will it take to capture our attention beyond the headlines and lived experience of anthropogenic climate change, reaching limits that in our complacency we have ignored? Safe places are safe no longer. The air we breathe, more importantly, the water we drink, as more and more corrupted, are immediate symptoms of consequence. Air quality alerts, unexpected floods, wildfires are suddenly revealed as evidence and impact of what can only be described as a war on nature that we are losing rapidly, day by day. It does not take much imagination to compare a war zone to a flood zone, an urban fire to wilderness ablaze. The physical and human destruction approach similarity in scale, the dislocation and disruption and sadness evident to all. Overwrought? No, I don't think so. The best way to solve a problem is to strike at its source. To improve the air, defeat the emissions. To defeat plastic, stop the oil that makes it. To defeat the decline, pursue an incline, up, away, therapeutic, urgently, now. To defeat the corruption of the water on which we depend, conserve it, clean it, control it, and connect it to where it is most needed. What will it take? The beauty still in nature is that inherent in it is resilience, resistance, renewal, and reciprocity. Just as it gives tools for living, it gives tools for healing. Our food from land and sea, our harvest and manufacture from it, our solace derived, our spirits lifted by it. Why do we reject the hand that feeds us? Why do we ignore the value it provides? Why, if we are so smart, do we think we can use it to exhaustion? We take water for granted, always there, at the tap, until it isn't. Ask the good people of Flint, Michigan, about their water. Here's what's at stake. The water demands of manufacture, the growing of food from field to ocean, the discovery and application of medicine known and unknown, the mental health derived from recreation and solace. Just that spectrum of human necessity ought to be enough to understand that the protection of water supply and security is relevant to every aspect of our future. The water cycle drives the life cycle. Water is a universal human right. The ocean provides the volume, water sourced and circulated, desalinated by nature, and provided in an efficient, regenerative circle of service. We corrupt it at our peril. We ignore it to our loss. We abandon it and do not survive. Make no mistake, water is the sole paradigm and singular strategy for rescue. R for renewal, E for environment, S for society, C for collaboration, U for understanding, and E for engagement. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org, where the full catalog of World Ocean Radio episodes is now searchable by theme. You'll find the Rescue series by clicking on the Solutions banner. Since its beginnings here on WERU in 2010, World Ocean Radio has produced more than 635 weekly episodes. If you are new to the program, thanks for tuning in. If you're a regular listener and see the value in such programming, please contribute to WERU in support of our community radio station and all the great work that they do to keep programs like World Ocean Radio on the air after all these years. Thank you for your support.